This is The Record from KUOW. Hi, everyone. I'm Marcy Silman. Coming up on the show, why some progressive Seattle football fans might want to reconsider the Green Bay Packers, and I mean that in a good way. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray today announced a list of recommendations to increase shelter and services for the city's homeless population. The mayor plans to open new tent camps on public land. Murray also says he's been in talks with the White House for a plan to end veteran homelessness by the end of the year. And the mayor wants to expand and decentralize social services aimed at moving the homeless into permanent housing. Right now, the mayor says 90% of these services are concentrated in central Seattle. He'd like to see them expand throughout King County.
The real challenge here is folks become homeless all throughout the county, but we've mostly located our services in the city. Seattle is a very generous city, so it isn't an issue of moving them out. It really is an issue of suburban cities who are beginning to step up, beginning to have conversations about shelters, beginning to have more conversations about additional services for the homeless. Because when someone becomes homeless, the best way to stabilize them and make sure they don't become homeless again is in their own community, not in downtown Seattle.
So that would imply that you're in conversation with King County Executive Dow Constantine.
Sure. And even before I came into office, Executive Constantine has really focused on the need for us to have a regional approach to a whole series of human service issues. You know, the suburbanization of poverty is a huge sign that this is no longer a Seattle versus a suburban problem. It's a problem we share. The county's fairly limited in the revenue resources they have, so it really is going to be up to the 38 other cities, as well as Seattle, to work with the county to solve this issue, because, it is not a Seattle-alone thing. Although we are number three in the nation in what we provide for homeless services. So the other thing we are doing is we are taking a long look at how is that money spent, and are we actually investing it to get the best outcomes.
So to talk about the new encampments that you've proposed, those will be within the Seattle city limits?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know where those will be at this point?
I don't. There would have to be a process that folks would have to go through, a permitting process. And, there isn't a lot of, surprisingly, as we looked at this, there isn't a lot of options. There isn't a lot of public land, but there are some options.
There has been some disagreement about encampments versus permanent shelter. This is something I know that the council has talked about, that advocates for the homeless have talked about. So why specifically increase encampments at this point?
So we are also going to increase shelter beds, which is the other part of the recommendation I should have mentioned. But I believe right now that we're in a crisis. The year before I came in office in 2013, homelessness had gone up 16% in the city. Encampments are not an answer to solving homelessness. They are one tool in getting people into a somewhat safer situation. The real focus has to be on shelter, and it has to be moving people who've been in shelters for a very long time into permanent housing.
Do you need council approval for what you have proposed?
We will need a council approval for what we have proposed. Similar bill went through before I became mayor. It didn't pass the council. It failed. We've tried a different approach by adding services and requirement for collecting information. And again, not personal information, just general data, so we can understand the issues people are suffering from, what destabilized them. To some extent, what is the demographic?
I'm talking with Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, and he announced today a multifaceted plan to address immediately some of the homeless issues facing our city. And Mayor Murray, you talked about the White House sending people to work with homeless vets specifically. How large a portion of the homeless population in Seattle are vets?
So I don't know the actual number, but there is a good number of folks who are veterans who served in our most recent wars who are homeless. And the First Lady, Michelle Obama, is leading an effort with mayors across the country. And now there are hundreds and hundreds of cities, including Seattle, who have signed on to attempt to end homelessness for vets in 2015.
Is there money from the Veterans Administration to help with that?
Well, the Veterans Administration offers services. One of the challenges we have is to actually connect people with those services, which is the focus of what we will be doing with the proposal we announced today and what we will do and what we believe is going to be. We think we're going to close this deal with the White House.
Some of those veterans are Vietnam era folks. They're older at this point. But one issue that emerged from your own task force was the question of how to attract younger homeless men in particular to the services and to the more official encampments as opposed to the folks that we see living in their own tents.
Right.
So is that part of this veteran strategy?
Well, it's part of the veteran strategy, but it's overall the part of the strategy of offering services to folks, having individuals, social workers in contact with these encampments, reaching out to people who live there and working to get them into the services that they need so that we can get them into permanent housing.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray announced a multifaceted plan to tackle homelessness this morning. The mayor says he'll send the council a request for more funding to cover the expanded social services.